Adam McKelvey covers the Milwaukee Brewers day in and day out. Read his work at brewers.com. Adam always with the team with the latest on the team as we approach the trade deadline. Big time stories evolving here in Major League Baseball. And Adam joining us as he always does on Tuesdays on Wisconsin's Midday News. Hey, Adam.
Always with the team except for right now.
Yeah, no trip out to San Francisco. That's kind of a bummer. That's one of the marquee ballparks in all of baseball.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes. And I am not on this leg, but I will be in Anaheim this weekend and then red-eye back on the trade deadline to cover the trade deadline and a game that night. So I will definitely pay the price for having these couple of days off next week. And, I mean, history says they'll do something. I don't know whether it's big fish or several smaller fishes, but Matt Arnold has always done something to help this club when they are, you know, in contention like they are.
Hey, Adam, speaking of trips with the Brewers, do you know anything about what happened Sunday night? I heard something about the plane and the guys couldn't go off and then they were just sitting around for hours. Do you have any details on that?
Well, every now and then you get a reminder that they're just like us.
Yeah.
Right? And this, they're just like us. They sit on planes sometimes because there's mechanical problem. And it sounds like that's the case here. And they were delayed something like 5 hours taking off from Milwaukee to San Francisco. So you can imagine that gets you in pretty late after a long flight. And then they played a poor game yesterday. And I know Pat Murphy didn't want to make that as an excuse, but thanks to the flight trackers now, and there's a group of fans who follow this for all kinds of sports of when teams are going to be maybe a little lethargic and maybe that'll affect the game. They want to know all that information. And so I was getting messages kind of about that on Sunday night when they were stuck a little bit. But that's life in the big leagues. It's not always perfect, and the travel can be tough. And I'll just say August, your late July here in August is tough. Two West Coast trips, I mean, that does mess with the body clock. They're paid a lot of money, and they have a lot of good medical care and ways to get through it. So I'm not saying woe is the Brewers, but it is a tough segment of the schedule in terms of travel.
I like your question about big fish versus several smaller fishes, because the price to pay for said big fish versus several smaller fishes is significantly different. And typically, Adam, when we've talked about the trade deadline and who the Brewers might be interested in, there's a name that pops off the list, and that looks like the marquee player and very expensive. But typically, we're talking about prospects that end up going in return for that player. Do you think Matt Arnold is exploring the idea of including existing talent, depending how big that fish is?
Yes, and that's the hard part about making a trade. The biggest, I mean, the name is Tarek Skubal, right? That's the big fish baseball fans all are looking at going into the trade deadline. Tigers lefty, two-time Cy Young winner, just one of the best pitchers in baseball, and a true difference maker if you get him healthy. He had elbow surgery earlier this year. He appears healthy. If you get him on a hot streak, that is a difference-making arm to add if you are a team that wants to win the World Series. So it's why teams like the Dodgers, the Rays, yes, the Brewers, are at the top of the list of clubs, you know, thinking and talking really diligently about whether to make that move. The hard part is the Tigers are not the Colorado Rockies. They are not about to dive into a five-year rebuild where they want a couple 18-year-old studs to build around 5 years from now. They are kind of on the cusp of the race themselves and not looking, you know, they're looking to get talent that can play in the big leagues. So for the Brewers, it comes down to, are you willing to give up some of your young arms, a guy that's 25 years old, a Kyle Harrison, a Brandon Sproat, 24, 25, in order to get a Skubal? So you're taking a chunk out of your starting pitching in order to add to your starting pitch. And what is there's some accounting term, I'm sure I don't know for this, but what is the marginal rate of return on making that exchange? That's a really hard decision. And it's easy for, you know, I think people like me on the outside to say, yeah, to get Tarek Skubal, totally worth it. But when you are trying to maintain this competitiveness, you're trying to win every year, you're trying to be in it every year, making trades like that are incredibly costly because Brandon Sproat, for example, turns into a stud, which he has all the tools to do. It's 5 years of him being a stud, 6 years, 7 years. And that is a high price to pay for a dozen starts of a really good pitcher. So that's the equation that they're debating inside, but they're at least open to it from what we hear, and they are looking to be more aggressive than maybe in recent years. Doesn't guarantee a deal, though.
All this talk about fish, big fish, small fish.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Swedish fish. Mm. Wasn't it Jesus who, like, he liked to put Swedish fish on his helmet? He took a couple at-bats with, like, some gummies on his helmet? Am I wrong on that, Adam?
This may be something I missed, so I'm sorry. But
okay, I'll have to Google that then, because I was looking. I'm like, there's something. I'm like, I feel like there are a couple players out there who really like Swedish fish.
Well, I don't know who doesn't.
And then his name came up, and I see this one picture where it looks like he's got two Swedish fish in the back of his helmet. I don't know how long ago it was, but
we can if you want to divert from the fish analogy, the other way that baseball guys talk about landing these big time player is an aircraft carrier. So, you know, Tarek Skubal is landing an aircraft carrier, and then we can switch to military analogies if you prefer.
Okay. I think it was 2018. After this, you're going to want to Google it, Adam. I know.
He wore a little Jesus Aguilar?
Yeah, he wore gummy candy on his helmet during an at bat against the Pirates.
That sounds like a dugout prank, right? Somebody licked the Swedish fish and just stuck it to his helmet.
It was a little strange.
It'd be Hot Foot. I mean, Hot Foot was the thing where they'd stick a match in the back of a guy's shoe and light it.
Yeah.
And he walked up to the plate and his foot's on fire. Those are the good old days.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you mentioned Tarek Skubal, and I know Brewers fans perk up when they hear his name. Is there a bat equivalent, a position player equivalent? Part of the issue with Skubal is that while he's outstanding and incredible, he's not going to be around long term, and you only get him once a week, essentially. Whereas a position player, you get to put into your lineup, and you know, all systems go. Is there a bat equivalent to Tarek Skubal?
No, I don't believe on this market. Now, look, the hard part of this is we all think we know the list. Like, there's a list of available players, and that's always a spectrum, because what's happening right now for teams. Well, say the Tigers again, for example, a team that's in it, they have to decide if they even want to trade a player like Tarek Skubal. And then there are other clubs that are going to surprise you that are in the race. Maybe they do subtract in order to add in another area. So sometimes it's really obvious when there's like the top player available at each position, but it's a spectrum. And I would say it is harder to figure that out now because of the expanded playoffs, because there are so many more teams that are in it. The list of clubs that are like done, out of it, ready to move on and trade guys is really short. And that makes all of this even more difficult. And I would say the other thing, as far as adding a bat, for the Brewers, it would be that old equation of where do you add? And some years it's really obvious, right? And I would say until recently, maybe third base was that spot for the Brewers. And remember last year, the kind of big fish was Eugenio Suarez, 30 homer type guy who could come in. And the Brewers did talk about him, but they thought with Caleb Durbin, you know, they would, the cost versus what the upgrade is, the math didn't work out. And they ended up being right that Durbin had a nice second half, got rookie of the year votes, was really the only guy who hit against the Dodgers. So those are the really sort of like give and takes that clubs debate at this time of year as they're looking to add. Because, again, a team like the Brewers that doesn't backfill via free agency, you have to stockpile prospects and especially position player prospects. And they are very strong in that right now. And you might look at their system and say, what are they going to do with all these shortstops? Well, the answer to that is if you keep them, you move a guy to third. You move a Luis Peña, a great prospect that's surely being asked about by other teams. You move him to center field eventually. You can find homes for great shortstops. And if it's a complete player, that's really, really valuable and very, very difficult to give up.
All this talk about the Brewers, and I can't help but think about Uke, the movie over the weekend. Adam, I know you got to see it early, yeah. And you gave it incredible reviews. I'll tell you what, I took my mom over the weekend, and I have to say, Brewers fans, if you haven't seen it yet, you are going to love it. But also, you don't have to be a heavy-hitting Brewers fan to love that movie. If you love Milwaukee, I get the goosebumps saying this. I got the goosebumps so many times, over and over and over and over again in that movie. It is just an incredible movie for anybody who loves Milwaukee, loves the Milwaukee Brewers, and loves Wisconsin.
It pulls at every emotion.
Yeah.
And I think you go in knowing that you're going to laugh, definitely, with Uke. you go in knowing you're going to be sad because you know we've lost him. But there's other themes in there about like trust and friendship and opening up and all kinds of different things going on. Loyalty. It is really an incredible film, and I'm happy that people are getting to see it. And I, you know, out and about, being having a couple of days off and seeing friends and hearing from people who've gone to see it, or in the next couple of days they're taking their mom or dad to go see it. It's a great family outing that way. And you're right, even if you have kids and they don't know who Uke is, there's so much to love about that film. And the way it's set up as a narrative is, I don't want to give anything away, but it's really fantastic, and I'm just thrilled that people are getting to see it kind of in mass and around the state.
People stood up in the theater and clapped.
Oh, that's cool.
At the end, yeah. It was
that
great.
That is really cool. 17 Marcus Cinemas is where you can find Uke across the state of Wisconsin. And they do have an event at the Oriental in August. That'll be really cool to watch, too. That'll feature some of the Brewers broadcast teams, kind of that open Q&A that the Oriental Theater does so well with. But it'll stay in theaters as long as people are going to watch it. And I know a lot of Brewers fans are interested in watching it. Adam, we appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead. That too, so I'm glad you say something about that, because it's a reminder to get some details. But I might be part of the queue, part of that queue.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't be, right?
You've got a lot of A's.
Quarter century covering the team with Uke as the broadcaster. Adam, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy a couple of days off, and we'll talk to you next week. At that point, it'll be very interesting to see what the Brewers are doing to fortify this roster.
Yeah, we'll know all the answers when we talk next week. Let's go back and see if we were right about any of this.
Sounds good, pal. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
We'll talk soon.